Did you ever take a CPR class and practice on a mannequin? Well, mannequins have come a long way in recent years, and they're pretty high tech. They can blink their eyes, convey a pulse, vomit liquid, they can even birth a baby. I'm Michigan Radio's Kyle Norris. I went to the University of Michigan's nursing school to see how these lifelike mannequins can help students train for medical situations in the real world. So there I was with a patient lying in her hospital bed. She wasn't doing so hot. She'd been complaining of back pain, and her wig was askew. An IV pump ran fluid into her arm.
The patient that they're going to take care of today is Mrs. Helen Martin. She's a 59-year-old Hispanic female. She has a history of ulcerative colitis. She came in because she's having some nausea and vomiting and noticed some blood in her stools.
That's instructor Betsy Cambridge at the U of M School of Nursing's Clinical Learning Center. And we're actually inside a mock hospital room, but it feels awfully real. The patient, in this case, is a state-of-the-art mannequin named Mrs. Martin. She's got a backstory and a medical history, and she's plugged into real equipment that's chirping away. She's also got some family in the room. A nursing instructor plays the role of her sister and sits next to her in a chair. An educational simulation is about to happen. Think structured improv skit. The idea is to help nursing students practice high-stakes medical situations in a low-stakes way. And the secret is to make everything as real as possible.
Sometimes we put glasses on the mannequin.
She's breathing.
Her chest rises and falls. They can hear heart sounds, lung sounds, and bowel sounds. And then we can have the mannequin do lots of different things.
Like go into convulsions or throw up. This mannequin's voice is portrayed by a different instructor behind a one-way mirror in a small room where other teachers and students can observe. Two nursing students are handed a sheet of paper with a summary of Mrs. Martin's medical information. Then it's time for Caroline Pale and Justine Cheravino to greet the patient.
Hi, Ms. Martin. My name's Justine.
Hi, my name is Caroline.
We'll be your nurses today. How are you feeling today?
Okay. They ask the mannequin in the bed, Mrs. Martin, to rate her level of pain. Mrs. Martin says her back hurts. The students check her pupils, then her abdomen.
Okay, so Helen, I'm just going to be touching your stomach in a few areas, so let me know if you feel any pain when I press down, okay? Right there?
Oh, yeah,
it
hurts. Yeah.
Yep, okay.
Oh. Cherubino asks the patient about her last bowel movement.
Was there any blood in it, or?
I don't remember. I didn't look.
Okay.
Mrs. Martin's sister, played by a nursing instructor, chimes in. And she says, hey, didn't the staff come in and put you on a bedpan a few hours ago?
Yeah, they put me on the bedpan, but I don't remember if they took me off. I kind of fell asleep.
Oh, okay. Well, you said your back's on.
Should we check?
Yeah.
To see if you're still on the bedpan.
They flip her over.
You've still been on the bedpan here.
Oh, my God.
Bloody stool.
The patient had been lying on top of a bedpan. The nurses pull out a real bedpan with fake red liquid inside from underneath Mrs. Martin. The students are coached to take everything as seriously and realistically as possible. That's what Kathleen DeTempa says. She's the dean at the University of Michigan School of Nursing.
The students become attached to that real-life situation, and we do debriefings afterwards, not only to help the students learn what went well, what needs improvement, but if there are some changes, significant, drastic changes in the patient's condition that are not good, we help debrief.
She says that also means addressing the emotional reaction students might have in a scenario. And the idea is that if students can practice and learn in a safe space, they're more likely to retain that information in the future. Students also have a chance to try things out and make mistakes. And pretending to be in a high-stress medical situation can help them out when they're in the real ones. Potempa says these simulations are a big upgrade from how she learned about nursing before high-tech mannequins.
And we actually had to work on each other as students. So we gave each other injections.
And bathed each other and did exams on one another. But she says that was limited. And what they're doing now creates better nurses. For Michigan Radio News, I'm Kyle Norris.